Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Ford 52 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and today's we're going to talk about WordPress. You'll hear on this podcast quite often that we recommend using WordPress as the preferred platform to build your website. So today we figured we would expound upon that and really talk about why that is and what makes WordPress so great and why do we think that really no matter what kind of site you have, that's what you should use. And with me today to talk about it is Chris Gatterson, who's the head of search at Fountain Ford. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start this off by just asking the question to you, Chris. In your estimation, why should people use WordPress?
First things first, themes. Themes make everything much easier. The amount of content that's been made for your, like the themes, the designs have already been created for you by great designers. Like they're available to you, what, Envato Market? Is that what it's called? EnvatoMarket.com.
Yeah, so the website you'd want to go to is called ThemeForest, and the website address is themeforest.net. And they have literally tens of thousands of themes that were made by professional theme designers that are coded properly, that have already SEO built into them, that are really low file size, so they load really quickly. And you can go through there and you can sort them by rating and by price, and it's really the best place to get the highest quality themes.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, a theme is going to basically give you like the the basics of a website. So it'll give you the homepage template, it'll give you a contact page, your services page, kind of give you like the main layout of your core pages and the building blocks for you.
Yeah, so think of it like a skeleton, like the foundation of a house. So the theme, when you install it, it basically puts the structure there, and then you can fill in the stuff and make it look how you want it to look via usually a drag and drop interface. And you can also have it have the demo content imported from the theme so that you can see almost a finished product, and you can basically just take stuff away and add your stuff in. So it's basically, it makes it so much easier to build a website for somebody who's not necessarily an expert coder. And the other great thing about it is it's also works well when you're ready to update your site. So when you want to add new content, when you maybe you want to give it a facelift in 6 months to a year, it makes it very easy to do that and keep your website looking fresh and looking current versus you having to code everything by hand. And when you code everything by hand, you're also running the risk of messing up as far as your SEO is concerned, and it can affect your Google rankings.
And yeah, so we've talked about themes, but one thing we didn't talk about is how they're going to edit the website. How are they going to make those changes? They're going to need a page builder. Do you have any preferences?
Yeah, so a lot of the premium themes, and when I say premium, when you first install WordPress, you can install a free theme right away from WordPress, and those are just regular themes. When you talk about a premium theme, you're talking about a theme that you pay for. You buy a license to it, and it runs anywhere from $35 to $60. It just depends on how much functionality is in the theme and how much goodies come with it. And like Chris just mentioned, most of the really of the high-end premium themes, they come already with a page builder, something like a Divi or something like WP Bakery. And what that does is it makes the entire site drag and drop. And a lot of times they'll even have a front end drag and drop, so you can actually look at the front of the site and move stuff around as you see fit. And it basically, a beginner who doesn't really have any coding knowledge can put together a website with a little bit of you know, studying and practicing.
And what's better about it is you're not on Wix. You're not stuck on a platform that's extremely, extremely limited. Wix sounds very nice, and it definitely offers a solution to a select group of people. But if you are a business owner, or if you, I don't really know what Wix is good for, honestly. I was trying to find something for them, but really WordPress is the way to go with themes and with page builders. I mean, it's just, it's a no-brainer. And then plugins. We didn't even talk about plugins.
That's true. But and I would just add to what you just said about Wix. I can't tell you how many sites that I've had to rebuild for clients that who come to me with their Wix site, and they hate it, and they want a real website. Really, the thing that Wix is good for is making basically a landing page, a little bit fancier landing page than just a basic landing page. And it doesn't have much functionality. It's terrible for SEO. it's just not going to be an ideal solution for a growing business or for any kind of a long-term solution. You definitely want to have WordPress. So you can either waste your time and money on Wix now and have to go WordPress later, or just go WordPress right from the beginning. And as Chris also just mentioned, the plugins. That's the other part of WordPress that makes it incredibly appealing. Plugins allow you to add individual types of functionality to the website very easily, to the point where it's just click on and click off. So if you wanted to add a shopping cart for e-commerce functionality, you would install a shopping cart plugin. If you, for your SEO, you can install a plugin. The one we recommend is called Yoast, and it enables you to make sure it constantly checks and makes sure that the SEO is proper on every single page of your website and post. You can, and it's for beginners too, as well as advanced. You can set your title tags and all that stuff. You like Yoast, don't you, Chris?
Yeah, Yoast is an amazing plugin. It really helps you understand what you're looking for when it comes to SEO and makes things very simple, as like a red, yellow, green light. Keep in mind, those lights aren't 100% accurate. You don't have to get a green light on every single page. A lot of my pages actually end up being on the yellow light, or at least on the previous one. I think that they did do an update on it, so we'll see on this next update. But just keep in mind, it's not a big deal. But yes, Yoast is an amazing plugin.
Yeah, and if you're, especially if you're a beginner to SEO and a beginner to this whole thing, it's a great starting point, and it takes you through step by step for each page, getting it to where it needs to be. So that's a really good one. And also, there's great plugins for social media, so you can add social sharing buttons to your site really easily, contact forms, different image sliders, video players, so you can integrate YouTube. I mean, there is. You think there's a lot of themes? There's even more plugins. There is tens of thousands of plugins. If you can think of it, there's most likely a plugin that will add that functionality to your website. I don't really care what it is, it probably exists. And if it doesn't, you could have somebody build a plugin like that for you for some money. So, I mean, it's just, there's really nothing you can't do with a WordPress site. And it's phenomenal. Also, I'm trying to think what else. So another thing that's really important for websites is how big the site is and page speed. So with a WordPress site, especially if you get a properly coded theme, and you will get that if you buy one from ThemeForest, you're going to get a website that is not, it doesn't have a huge file size. So each page loads very quickly, and it's set up and coded so that the different requests that go to servers when a page is being loaded are done in the right order, and so it keeps your page speed really high. And there's even plugins to even further enhance your page speed, your load speed, by optimizing your images and all kinds of different things. From the most simple blog up to a very sophisticated e-commerce website, WordPress is an excellent solution. Would you want to add anything else to that, Chris?
Another great thing about it, and Wix has this as well, I'm only mentioning because we did mention Wix earlier, and then again, no hate on Wix, because they're kind of sponsor us in a way. They support us largely with our website design.
Even though there's no comparison between the two, they couldn't remotely be any different.
But as the like analytics, like we mentioned plugins, so like plugins is a very broad term. So like you do have form fields, like so if you need a form where maybe you have an industry specific form or voucher or any type of process, you could get that. They most likely have a plugin for it that would allow you to put it on your website and make that process go smoother as well. But another thing is the Google Analytics. Wix does have Google Analytics. I'm not sure. It's not nearly, I don't believe it's anything like Google, how Google Analytics has it, though. They have a version of Analytics, but it's not nearly as in-depth. It's not going to be able to give you the comparisons that Google Analytics will get. And you can get that if you have WordPress.
Yeah, and speaking to the analytics, you know, if you're using like an HTML site or something, or something, a site that requires coding, you have to actually go, and which is fine for those of us who are in this business and do this, it's not really that difficult. But you know, if you're just getting started with this kind of thing, you have to go to Google, you have to get the snippet of code, you have to know where to manually put that code. Versus when you have WordPress, you can just download the plugin to with one click install Google Analytics, one click install the Facebook Pixel, you know, one click to really install any of the sort of tracking mechanisms that you would need. So that's another thing that makes WordPress, without question, the best solution.
All right. What else is there, man?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
So we got plugins, we got themes.
I can think of another thing that's worth mentioning is security. WordPress is right out of the box a very, very secure platform. It's not impossible, but it's pretty difficult to hack. Now, there are things you can do to beef that up. Again, there's plugins to download to enhance your security and add a firewall and things like that. But anytime that there is any kind of a flaw that is exposed for WordPress, it's patched right away. It's open source. And so there's always people working on it and improving it all the time. And so it's excellent as far as security, goes. And in this day and age, you can never have too much security, with all the hacking and everything that goes on. So that's another reason that WordPress is definitely the ideal solution. Anything else you can think of, Chris, you'd like to add?
No, so we have the page builder. What's your favorite page builder? Let's throw out some options for them. So page builder, my favorite is Elementor page builder.
Okay, my favorite would be WP Bakery. And then Divi.
Elementor is great because it does have the drag and drop feature. It was like the first one I used. The one thing I liked in comparison to, I've used Divi before, I've used a Fusion Builder. The only thing I can't say in comparison is Elementor seemed to, first off, it has a mobile version. So like you can click like the mobile version of your website and it'll allow you to edit the website as if you're seeing it on mobile, which allows you to optimize for mobile much, much easier.
A lot of similarities between the different.
Oh, do they do that? I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
No. I mean, I don't know specifically about the mobile thing, but I'm saying generally speaking, the different page builders offer a lot of the same features. So it's not like you're going to pick a wrong one is what I'm trying to say. I don't actually know if the ones I mentioned have that mobile thing that you just mentioned, which I think is really cool. So.
Yeah, it's just about preference. For me, it just made it easier. And it was all visual for me. I didn't have to type in like any type of coding. That would have been terrible. It was just drag and drop. If I needed a box, I would drag it. If I needed a title, I would drag it on the page. It was great.
Yeah, and I think Elementor was actually one of the original page builders that was built for WordPress. So, you can't go wrong with it. And like I said, when you do buy a premium theme, most of the time it comes preloaded with a page builder. It'll either be WP Bakery or it'll be, like he said, Elementor or Divi. The best thing you can do is get you a fresh WordPress install. I would recommend, first of all, getting hosting through a WordPress dedicated managed hosting company. I recommend WP Engine. That's my personal favorite one, but there's some other ones out there. Once you set up your account, your WordPress is already installed, then go to ThemeForest. Like I said, that's at themeforest.net. Find you a premium theme. Look at the ratings and the reviews. Get one that is that has been sold thousands of times. It has 4.5-5 stars, and that's the one you want to go with. And that's going to have all the goodies in it that you're going to need. But I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Solid advice, guys. Solid. And we don't even work for WordPress. But if y'all want to like hook us up with something, like I don't even know what could they I don't even know.
We love free stuff, so whatever you got,
take
it.
They're not giving us nothing. We deserve nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
But thanks for listening, guys.
Yes, thank you very much for tuning in, guys. And be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Forward 52 Podcast.